This is Northeast Indiana Now, your local podcast devoted to news and information from our corner of Indiana and elsewhere around the state. I'm Zach Bernard, filling in for Brianna Barrow. Here's what's going on today. The Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission will hold a public hearing on December 17th on the proposed rate increase for the city of Fort Wayne's pending water rate request. Public comments on the proposal can be made through the Indiana Office of Utility Consumer Counselor until January 23rd. Fort Wayne city officials want a water rate increase to pay for improvements to the city water and sewer system. The Utility Improvement Plan identifies more than 70 neighborhood stormwater projects, 60 miles of sewer linings and capacity upgrades, and replacing water mains with a history of breaks. In August, City Council approved the utility rate increase, as well as approving the bonds for the project. The next step is for the IURC to sign off on the increase. For more information on the hearing and how to submit public comment, visit WBOI.org. Republicans in the Indiana Senate continue to move forward with a bill aimed at flipping the state's two Democratic congressional seats. The bill is part of the Trump administration's effort to give Republicans an edge heading into next year's midterms. It's still not clear how senators will vote on the new map, with many Republicans divided on the issue. A Senate committee advanced the bill late Monday after hours of testimony and debate. Tuesday, the Senate adopted that report without further discussion. Lawmakers are expected to gather for the bill's second reading today to introduce amendments and debate the bill. The Senate's final vote is slated for Thursday. Indiana University President Pamela Witten says she's embracing change and not settling for the status quo. In her annual State of the University address Tuesday morning to IU administrators and staff, Witten highlighted the university's work over all of Indiana.
The collective strengths of our nine campuses, all united as one university, make IU stand apart from our peers and make us far greater than the sum of the university's individual parts.
She says IU is making progress on its 2030 strategic plan. That plan focuses on service, research, and student success. The university has doubled down on research and talent development. Massive investments from partners like Eli Lilly have made that possible.
From record applications to a $1 billion research enterprise and expanding partnerships, we are not just on the right path, but we are surging forward.
IU has faced criticism for its free speech policies and been accused of censorship since Witten took office. She says free speech is essential to the university's mission. Indiana's first bobcat season in decades is already over. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports data from the season could settle a long debate between trappers and wildlife advocates about how many bobcats are in the state.
The Indiana Department of Natural Resources recently ended Indiana's bobcat season early after trappers caught the state's quota of 250 bobcats. The season was supposed to run from early November to late January, or until a quota was reached. While that might indicate Indiana has a healthy population of bobcats, Jerry Ann Albers with DNR says the agency needs more information to say for sure, like how many traps people set out over how many days.
It's even more important to know how much effort people were expending to get there, because that gives us some feel for people were having to work really hard to catch a bobcat, or actually it was pretty easy, you know, the bobcats were doing pretty well and people were catching them really fast.
The DNR plans to survey people with bobcat licenses in the coming weeks and release its findings from the season in the spring or summer. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Elber says most people who trapped bobcats this season were Indiana residents trapping on private land. Thank you for joining us today. You can find these stories and more at WBOI.org or at the WBOI mobile app.